Look who it is.
Alexa, play Vibe by R. Kelly. That's the mood I'm in. No, that's not the mood. That's not the mood I'm in. Let me clarify that.
Yeah, what kind of R. Kelly mood do you mean? Guys, Jay...
Free the people, man. Free the money.
Just played the worst sound in the world and...
Screech!
It was so high-pitched, I thought I was going to die. So, yeah, I hate
Thank
him.
Fuck. I rectified the
Thank
issue.
Yeah.
See, and fuck off, man.
Can you speak English?
Yes, I'll see what I can
no,
do.
No, not that. I'll see what I can do. Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? How's your week been?
Are they going to reply to you?
Yeah, they normally do. They say, yeah, my mentors have been good this week, Jay. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that'd be cute, wouldn't it? But it's not true.
My neck hurts, man.
How's your week been, Jay?
It was good till my neck started hurting. I don't know why my neck had to get into a comfortable position, mum.
Oh, cute.
How's your week been?
Yeah, good. Jay didn't bring me home any chocolate today.
I got you the peanuts.
I wanted chocolate, man. That's healthy.
I got you crisp as well.
Yeah, but I need sweet and savoury.
To fit, the homeless man that got on my train. They were asking for food. I said, nah, let me
Where
give it to
G. Where are they, so I can eat them?
They're downstairs. You honestly better be grateful, because the homeless man came and was asking for shit. And I was like, I could give it to him, but I thought, nah, let me give it to G.
But G needs it more. So, Jay, do you want to tell the listeners what we're talking about today?
If...
Or would you like me?
Only I knew...
Wow, this is why I lead most of the conversation, guys, because Jay literally doesn't have a fucking clue what we're talking about today.
Jay is a freestyler.
Today, guys, we're going to talk about the dating phase, the wooing stages, you know, when they're doing the most to try and catch your attention, and then 2 years down the line, you think, you're not the same guy that I first met.
The game is the game.
Do you know what? It's just on this topic, because I find it funny. My brother had an ex, and... I remember being on holiday, and this is the first time I ever heard about this whole like wooing thing. Mm. And basically they got in an argument in front of me, and she was basically going in on him because she was like, you used to wash my plates at the house, huh? And now you don't.
Nah, what type of bitch shit is that, man? No, you know what? I respect you. I respect you.
And he was like, and he just didn't give a fuck anymore by this point. And she was like, you used to put so much effort in, and that, and then.
And now he uses the dishwasher. Yeah. And put no elbow grease into them dishes.
He doesn't want to wash one dish. But it's true. You don't know people.
No, I hear you. Listen.
Like, for example, you. Yeah? You are a nightmare to live with. Child and tested. This boy is messy and...
Oi, nah. What's your mum? I have to get some soap. Wash your
and it takes
from.
Him 6 years to know how to make a bed. But I guarantee you now, if he wouldn't have met this girl, he'd be up making her bed perfectly in the morning, wouldn't you?
Listen, you, as they say, you have to put your best foot forward and you have to make a great first impression. I'm very, very good at making that first impression.
Are you?
Yeah, like you have to be. When you're in the courting stage, you're getting to know someone. You want them to see...
It's true.
You want them to see... All of your positive.
How good you can be.
Exactly. How good I can be.
The second you're in a relationship.
The second you're my girl.
Babes.
The dishes need doing. come off that Instagram.
Go and make some dinner, love. Get in the kitchen, babe.
Not going to wash itself.
Why have a dog and bark yourself? Go make me some dinner, ho. No, it's true. But then where do you draw the line? Because, right, I'm not going to lie, I've been a dickhead. I've been an actual dickhead. I'm folding my arms because I'm really passionate about this. Where do you draw the line? Because some men are getting out of me what a husband should get out of me.
You know,
and
what?
That's what I can be like.
You know what? I know we are a very inclusive podcast, but for this section right
big
here.
Big up.
Big up. For this section right here, I'm just talking about heterosexual relationships.
Wait, can we just note on the fact that obviously they can't see us, but you just did the most harrow thing in the world.
What?
You did gun fingers. And it's so natural, because when I said it, I was about to do it as well. And I thought, what am I doing?
It's funny, what did I do?
It's such a Northwest thing to get your guns out whenever you say something like that.
But
by the way, guys, not an actual gun or gun fingers.
The feds are listening.
Just to clarify.
In a heterosexual relationship, the men are the ones that do the chasing in the beginning.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of women are very self-centered and only think about themselves and care about themselves within the initial dating stage.
You might as well at me.
It's not just you. It's Alia. I'm talking to Alia. In that initial dating phase. You're not, but most women are.
Yeah, true.
Once, I'm on my date shit today. Once a woman realizes that she has feelings for the person,
she will do.
Then the dynamic changes. And she does the most. And my man, he's won.
Yeah.
So he takes the back seat.
Yeah. 100%. And it's how it goes. But there is
it's the way it should be.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because the ratio is so wrong in the fact that it doesn't take long for girls to get emotions.
But why should feelings. But why should it be a man that's chasing in the beginning? Like, you hear all the time.
I don't think it should be a man chasing.
Okay, good.
But I do think it should be both of you making an effort. However,
there you go.
I do think at some point you have to draw the line. Because, you know, I've had men say to me on the phone, like, oh, why don't you make me dinner? Because I'm not your wife. Because do I know you after one date for you to be saying to me on the phone when I'm making dinner for you and my dad, oh, why don't you come in here and make me dinner?
Because, yeah, no, that's wild. That's wild. That's wild.
What do I owe you? And you know, there's been times where I will.
That one out there.
There's been times where I will. I was just telling you before we started. There's a man that I used to literally, we weren't even dating really at this point. We were just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to do up impressive. And I prepped his whole week's worth of food for like weeks on end. And he would be like, let me pay for the shopping. And I'd be like, no, it's okay, babe. Bearing in mind, I'm like 40 quid down every week for buying this man's meat and cooking this, giving him all his Tupperware.
Are you a fucking idiot?
And I used to write on the top of the box what each one had in it so he knew.
You are moving like fucking HelloFresh, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Am I HelloFresh? No, am I HelloFresh? Because that's going to be the podcast title.
That is fucking ridiculous.
And it's just like, where do you draw the line? Ridiculous. Because and the thing is as well, do you think, because this would be good to know from a man's opinion, do you even think any of that changes anything? Because in my head, obviously this is when I was younger, right?
I'm talking
when I was 18.
It does, because we think, Rana, I got a good one.
Really?
Yeah, because in your head you think, this girl holds me down.
But
so even if you're cheating on her, you don't want to lose her because you know you've got a good one at home.
Yeah.
And if you do cheat, you feel guilty because you think, why? How have I just cheated on this girl and I'm going to go around to her house tomorrow? She's going to come around to mine and my dinner from Monday to Friday is going to be...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So you do feel it. It does make a difference.
There's been times where I'll do stuff and I'll think, I don't think that man's even realised what I've just done for him. For example, my ex that I was telling you about where I did everything for his birthday, and I thought, do you have no idea how much effort I put in for that?
It becomes so normal.
Yes, they get complacent.
This is what's expected of you.
Yeah, and it's like the same way, not that I take offence to this, I'm not coming for you, but it's the same way, obviously you is completely different because we do things for each other, but it's the same way, expect that when you come home from work, like you'll have a treat for me, normally come into food or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sometimes,
most of the time. And it just becomes a thing where it's like, if, for example, you didn't even ask me tonight, like, what are you making for dinner? You just knew that there'd be something for you to eat, right? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Don't say it like that.
No, but the thing is, it's different because we have a different dynamic.
They're going to tell me to go to a food bank. Don't say it like that.
No, but we have a different dynamic and there's a big respect between us. And you will do things for me. Or you'll go to the shop for me or you'll buy me something if I need
or
it.
I'll kill a rat for you.
You would not kill a rat for me. No, Nathaniel, that would be him.
I'll throw a dead bird out at the house for you.
No, you would. Oh, you did do that.
I did throw the dead bird out the house for you, didn't I?
Didn't I? And the dead mouse.
And the dead mouse.
Do you know what? You're actually a good one.
All the dead animals in your
house.
Maybe
it's me that doesn't realise.
Yeah,
what I
get one thank you year. I'm not a dead animal.
No, I thank you.
Start my
a lot.
Little taxidermy business.
No, honestly. But it's true. Like, you get used to certain things. Like, for example, I said I'm sad because she didn't bring chocolate in today. It's like an expectancy. Is that a word?
Expectancy. I think expectancy is a word because you have expectancy.
I don't think it's the right
context. But yeah, not the right
But I was expecting that you'd probably bring me chocolate. And
or
that's
Chris,
not,
which
or
is,
Chris,
and if
which
you
I've
look
got.
To the left of you,
or both,
where your Jackham's bag is.
What you I got to mention the Jackham's. But it's true. You do kind of get to this point, especially in a relationship where you expect certain things. I know, I've had been in past situations where it's just expected that I will wash their clothes or...
No, for example, one of my exes,
he lived with me during lockdown and I did a lot for him.
Okay, no, that, may, no that makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't know if this is
I thought you were talking about going to my man's yard and putting a parcel and these.
But there was once, right, I was seeing this guy and, God, I'm just exposing how much of a M-U-G I am. But there was one guy, this guy disrespected me on a different level as well, like... He was so horrible to me. He did not even blink an eyelid, right? And I did the most, yeah. He went on holiday to New York. And, was it Japan? I don't know. Anyway, I had a key to his house. He had his own house. I had a key to his house. I went out and shopped for his house. I came back. I put pictures up on the wall. I made it a home. Like, as in cute little bits of art. I made that house a home. And do you know when he came in, he didn't even call me and say, like, wow. I've never hurt so much in my life.
Man was probably getting scared you saw another girl's hair in the house. That's what I would have been doing.
I was like, oh, my God. And I said to him, did you see that? He goes, yeah, thanks. But it was like you know, if someone did that for me, I'd be like, oh, my God. Like,
see,
thank
and
you
this
so
is where
much.
It comes that you have to only put effort
For when it's in, reciprocated.
For people, yeah, for people that are worth... If you know the person's going to be ungrateful.
Ungrateful, yeah.
A grapefruit. You know they're going to be ungrateful. They're not going to respect the amount of effort that you put in. For me, I'm the type of person, I won't do it.
Yeah, which is where I go wrong because I will do things and not expect the same back. But now, do you know what now? I'm getting much more different now. Like, I was talking to someone recently.
Eye for an eye.
I was talking to someone recently, actually, and he made the comment of, oh, when are you going to make me dinner? And I was like, when you decide to make me a wife, because I'm not... And he was like, yeah, fair point. And I thought, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing the whole... Because I ain't seen you do anything for me.
Rightly so.
And if we're just in the talking stage, no, I'm not doing all of that for you.
But I had a single girl tell me she's going to make me dinner. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I do it all the time. Like, if a man comes over to my house, I will go shopping and do the most. I'll buy Taste of Difference, M&S. I'll spend hours cooking.
Like, because you better be
because
going to
witches. I like to show that, like, I have. But then is it an insecurity of mine where I feel like I need to prove myself, or I feel like I haven't got anything else going? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, obviously, if someone comes to your house, you need to be hospitable.
Yeah.
I think I say that, like, the amount of girls that have come over to my house.
You and you
that,
don't even offer them
you
water.
You think I even care? Listen. the tap is there. The tap there, the glass there, make yourself at home.
You're not even going to let out the bottle.
No. And I'm watching that. Listen to the host pipe band coming soon. No, it's weird. I say all that, but yeah, like, I'm... But I don't know, is it because I'm a man? Like, don't get me wrong, like, a girl came to my house recently and I hoovered and I cleaned the house.
Bare minimum. You did the bare minimum.
You know, that's what I did. Did I stock my fridge? No. Did I pay for her cab? No.
But it's interesting because I find it really attractive in a man. In fact, again, I was talking to...
A man that hoovers.
I was talking to this same person and recently and we had a conversation about... He basically has a really clean house, right?
Mm.
He's got his own place. He always has a wax melt on when I walk in. This is obviously, we're not talking about right now, but I mean, just in general. And we were recently talking about it and I said to him, like, you know, it's really nice because you walk into your house and you can see that you've made an effort to, like, clean. He was like, yeah, I only do that because you're coming. And I'm like, that's fine though, because my bedroom's not always tidy, but if I've got someone coming
into it. I
don't
know, I'm not telling the girl that I'm making the effort. I'm letting her know. This is
but it's obvious. I know, when I walk into that room and your bed is freshly made, your kitchen has not a speck of dirt on it and you've got a candle burning your pillows are all... puffed out.
This weekend, the first time I made my bed all year.
Oh my God. Do you know, I was speaking to someone recently as well and he said
to me, fuck is me.
He said to me that he hasn't checked. I know, I'm a little player. The girls are player. Wait, what's that song?
Girls is players too. I hate
that song. Yeah, I you love that song. What are you talking about?
No, I don't. No, no, I don't.
No, don't lie.
No, that's not the one.
Okay,
I like.
Sing it then.
I'll come about it good. Is she a baddie?
Is she no? Oh, you're is she a baddie with her many friends? No, oh my God, that makes me get sick.
That's so
that makes me get sick when you say. No, but I've heard you
she
sing.
She a baddie with her baddie.
No, I've heard you sing. If you don't know, let them know. You can have anybody, anybody more.
No,
because in your bars you can do what you want. Hold on. You love that song. I've heard you singing it.
No, it's catchy, but I don't mean I like it.
Make you want to make it. I just want to have a good night.
Fucking hate that song. Well, I think about the big red boots whenever I hate
Oh my God, you always say that.
Fucking hate that song.
Yeah, I'm a little player. No, I'm not. I'm talking about different times, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, and this guy was telling me that he hasn't changed his sheets since like January. And I was
That's wild.
I was like, babe, we're at the end of March.
A lot of people don't change their bed sheets.
That's very wild to me because you know me, I'm on day 8, yeah, on my bed sheets, and I'm itching at the thought. Didn't I say to you when you came in today, ignore my bed, I need to change my bed sheets, I'm doing it tomorrow.
You did say that.
First thing I said, because it's in the back of my mind at all times. Even if there's no man around me, my bed sheets are changed weekly.
Men are different breeds. Men only, you know.
Do you not smell your room when you walk in and think, phew.
No, because we don't.
Because you're so used to it, and this is why.
Because we only get into our beds when we're fresh. So like, I'm not getting into bed unless I've showered.
But
so
not a lot of men are like that.
Yeah, because men are.
And also, men sweat in the night.
I don't know. I don't know about them, man.
No, guys.
Them man need to go fucking NHS.
I don't know why Jay is lying.
Them man need to go Turkey. That's what they need to do.
I don't know why Jay's lying like this. This man needs his sweat ducts taken out. You need to get the NHS on it.
No embarrassment on the board.
But it's true. I feel like, I guess it just comes down to the person you are. I don't feel like I could ever have a person around my house that I'm interested in and not make the effort to impress them. But I think I would carry that. Okay, maybe not as bougie. Like I wouldn't always shop for them M&S, but I would always continue to hold up the making them dinner and looking after them. And do you know?
I don't be careful how I say that.
Go on.
Are you living up to a traditional gender role?
Potentially.
What I was going to say is that because you're a woman? I said no.
Yeah, potentially. Because my nan, for example, my nana, she'll say to me, are you making him dinner? Are you doing his dinner for him? What are you making him? Like, it is. Like every time, if I've got a boyfriend, my nana will be on to me if I'm not doing something. She's like, why are you not cleaning the house? You've got a boyfriend now, you need to clean the house.
There have been times where girls have stayed around. And my mum's like, why? You're not even going to put a little fish finger in the oven for her.
How can you say a little fish finger?
I guess that bitch got the fire out my house, man. Up on the bus about a fish finger. Fuck
no,
off.
You're said, rude. Like, you don't even offer them food.
I don't even have any food, you know. I need to go.
I'm not going to lie. You are the kind of man I hate.
Why do I need to feed you?
Get me snacks.
No.
Get me food. If I'm coming to sit at your house all night.
No.
Feed me.
I'm giving you top class luxury accommodation.
No, you're not. You're giving them a water bed.
In a thousand dollar sheets, yeah?
No, you're not.
In a water bed, the proper water bed.
No, it's not a proper water bed. It's a bed that feels like a water bed because every time you move, you feel like you're going to roll off it because the bed's broken. And no food. And sheets that are months old.
No. The sheets are fresh.
Actually, to be fair, I have to give it to you. Every time I go to your house, you got fresh sheets.
Yeah, of course. I'm not scared.
That's only because of me.
I changed you. But no, but if the girl wants snacks, ask me. You have a mouth.
What if she says, oh, I'm a bit hungry? Then what are you going to do?
That's a shame still.
Not even a little Just Eat?
Huh? Just Eat on whose phone? My phone or hers?
On yours.
For what, bro?
She's at your house and you're not trying to feed her anything.
If I've had sex with her, then at that point... No, but do you want me to keep it real or not? Do you want me to keep it real?
No, you got to.
Oh, I got to keep it real. Okay. Yeah. After I've had sex with her, at that point, I'm like, I don't feel like I need to put in as much effort.
Guys, I feel sick.
No. Because that is how a lot of men think.
I know.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to fucking starve you. Like, do you know what I'm saying? But at that point, I'm like...
I've got anyone at my house, friend, man, whatever, if you tell me you're hungry, it's on me to be able to provide food. I can't see how you don't see that.
We are all independent adults.
Like, don't get me wrong, I know.
If you're hungry, I can tell you where the nearest shop is.
I can even walk there with you.
No.
Oh, you're not walking?
I can be on FaceTime while you walk there and bring me something back. I'm telling you, listen, but I'm cynical, and the reason I'm like this is because I'm sick and tired of putting in effort for women that don't deserve
Part
it.
Of me envies it because I wish I had it in me.
And
but no women one would respond, be interested in me.
Women respond really well to men that don't make a lot of effort. So really? Sometimes I do have that in the back of my mind.
I do hear that.
Like, both times I've had sex on the first date, I've split the bill.
The way you looked at me, I've split the bill.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I have so many men saying, oh, no, you can't. You need to be a gentleman. You need to do... No, I don't need to do shit.
And but if you want them as a wife, different. You're just thinking sex. I'm talking... If yeah. I was really interested in a man and I wanted long-term out of this man, you're telling me he's going to want me if I don't even offer him a bite to eat at my house?
If he's coming to your house, come with your stomach fed. Oh. Any girl comes to my house, she needs to come with her stomach fed. And if you want a little Kit Kat, yeah, or a penguin, I can give you that. Any more than that, you're doing too much now. Listen, you seen what the price of eggs are? You want to be coming to my fucking house and eating?
You want me to make you an omelette in the morning? You know what I'm saying? No.
Eat your omelette in your own fucking house. Honestly.
But if you went to a girl's house and you stayed over, what would you do if you were starving?
I'd drink my water. That's why I always got my water.
No, but you, what if you were hungry, though? Like,
no, could... I say, babe, like...
What do you mean, babe?
But babe, I'm kind of hungry still.
And then what would you turn around and say, you're an independent man. The then shop's
I'd,
over
then
I'd there.
Say, cool, and I'd leave to go and get food.
Would you?
Yeah.
But then would you look at her and think, this girl can't even feed me, and I'm sitting in her house?
If it wasn't like a pet, if it was, I don't know, her parents were in and all that. You know, sometimes when you're in a situation.
You can't
like,
walk back in with Sam's chicken in your hand.
You can't leave the room other than to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm just going to affirm it. But
would you?
Yeah, but.
So you wouldn't expect her to go and get you a snack from downstairs? If you were starving and you're staying at her house.
I can't like.
And you can't sleep because your belly's rumbling.
My belly's keeping us up.
Sorry about the noise, babe.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't expect her to go and get me anything. But I think
that's the type of
don't get me wrong, I would like for her.
So you're
to.
Telling me if someone was in your bed staying over and she felt awkward going downstairs in your house and stuff.
Oh no, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna let a girl go downstairs. Like, I wouldn't say to her, yo, I'm not that much of a dickhead.
But would you not properly feed her? You wouldn't think I need to get this girl some food, man, her belly's rumbling.
If you come to my house and you're not fed, whose problem is that?
But what if she's with you from 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Then what, would I not be hungry too?
Yeah, so what are you doing about it?
Then yeah, she might order on her phone. Then go off.
On her phone at your house?
I'll pay the service charge too.
Oh, wow.
No, don't get me wrong. I'd order on my phone and pay for it.
Wow, okay.
But obviously,
at least you said that.
I'm obviously choosing where we would.
So do you disagree with, say you have wooed someone into a relationship?
I've won.
You've done the most because you want this girl as your wife.
Okay, yeah.
And do you then think that it's all going really, really well? Mm. Do you think that you should stop? You know how they say, like, oh, continue to always flirt with your partner because
Did they say? You keep them how you got. There's a phrase like that.
Yeah, there is, but I don't know it.
Well, you lot tell us.
Yeah, you lot let us know. But basically, would you keep doing this stuff, even if you felt like you're doing a lot? But you really, really like this girl. Do you feel like during the relationship you would carry that out? Maybe not as much, but do you feel like you should always flirt and you should always?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think for me, it needs to be reciprocated.
Agreed.
So, for example, a lot of girls that I speak to before we've gone to a first date, as I going back to the point I made earlier, I think a lot of women are self-centered.
Yeah,
because
I would agree.
A lot of women on first dates and prior to first dates, I found, speak only about themselves and hardly ask me about anything. And, you know, my life is better than theirs.
Mm.
You're not asking me anything about me, so...
I've been in a situation like that and I can't bear it.
It's frustrating. And sometimes I do think to myself, what is it that you like Given you don't know anything about me, like, what is it?
Why
like,
do you want to spend like, time with me?
A lot of girls don't know my name until, I don't know, second or third day. I'm like,
yeah, you don't even know where I'm from. Like,
you don't know what I do for a living. You don't know where I live
because you have literally not asked a question.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But that's different. Obviously, with that kind of vibe, you're going to do things differently. But if you really liked her and you felt like she was making the effort, and
if she was making the effort, then yeah.
But do you think it's possible to hold it?
100%.
I don't think it is.
I do because I'm a romantic.
I think I am.
I'm a bit of a
deep down.
I'm a bromantic.
You're a what?
Cut. I'm a slow romantic.
I want you to keep that bit in.
I'm a romantic. So for me,
no, sorry, can we just go back? Why are you a bromantic?
It sounded good in my head, but when I landed, I was like,
so you're romantic with your bros?
No.
As in your pals, yeah?
No. I'm a bro in it, and I'm romantic. So I'm okay. Romantic. Anyway, okay. Slightly moving on. Cut. Beep. Yeah, like I'm romantic, so for me, I like doing romantic gestures.
Fair.
And I would always like doing romantic gestures, and as long as you're doing things to continue to woo me, and
yeah,
I will agree. Reciprocate that.
I just don't know whether you can continue it to the extent that you start at. Because don't get me wrong, I will always, like I said, cook and do nice things. But and
I love, for me, I'm all about date night. Do you know what I'm saying? Because date night.
But eventually, right? 4 or 5 years down the line, when you've got a house together, when you've got kids together.
No, I think at that point, that's where people lose the spark.
I agree, but I feel like it's easily done. And this is why I think people lose sparks, because we get so comfortable and you stop doing the things that were once a necessity to keep your like relationship
alive.
Yeah. Because you're so comfortable with the fact that, well, they love me now and we're going to be in love forever and nothing I can do will make them not love me now. So you naturally fall out of that.
I hope my girl never thinks like that.
I hope none of my relationships ever end like that. But
believe me.
I'll be gone.
Believe me, I fell out of love before and I can do it again.
Oh, no, you haven't fallen out of love.
Yes, I have.
Not with your ex.
Excuse me.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. I promise I have. I'm not crying.
No, I'm panicking.
No, I'm panicking. I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, fuck
no,
me.
No, you still love her, man.
No, I don't. Shut your mouth, bro. Shut your mouth. Yeah, but like for me, I can fall back out of love. So yeah, we need to continue to do all the shit that we were doing.
I agree. I just think it's hard to carry up out in a relationship when you're 5. I'm not saying I never would, but I think it takes a lot of effort to keep wooing and to keep getting excited by each other, and because you just fall into natural habits and it's just the set. You fall into routines, don't you? Like coming home from work, eating dinner together, going to bed, same thing over. And then weekends become a time where you're busy doing other adult things. And like I just taxes, cleaning.
No, it is scary. It is scary.
It scares me.
At the end of the day, if my partner wants to keep me in her life, we need to keep that spark, like.
So what you're trying to tell me is I'm going to have to keep cooking these M&S dinners for the rest of the time in a relationship.
But the thing is, again, it should be reciprocate. Why is it always you that needs to cook?
True.
Like, does the man not
know? Preach!
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you
but
gotta,
then I think that is where, probably a personal thing, but where, like, my culture and old-fashioned ways come into it. For me, I just feel weird letting a man cook.
Back in the day when we had cavemen, they used to go out there, kill the little animals and make their own food.
I know.
So men have always been...
And I know men that are really good cooks. Like, our friend is a really good cook. And if I was with someone like that who could cook really well, maybe I would. But I think it's more of a case of I often go for men that are safe from the get-go. I can't really cook. So I just feel then I've got...
But at some point they have to learn, though.
No, it's true.
Because if you want to take this person seriously, like, honestly, if you want to take this person seriously... What are you going to be cooking every single night for the rest of your life?
I don't really want that. And it's like little things. Like
you've just given birth.
Then what's happening?
A man telling you, no, you're not eating. Listen, you need to leave the hospital by 6.
I need my dinner, babe.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
True. It's like my client was telling me recently. So she's not older. I say older. She's not old. But she's an older woman, like in her late 40s, 50s maybe.
I don't know if that's a politically correct term anymore.
What should I say? She's older than us.
She's aged.
No, that's even worse. Anyway, she's older than us by at least 20 years, for example. And she's got three children. Her eldest is 19.
Shout out.
So they've been together a long time. They're still married, the mum and dad. And she recently had surgery and she was telling me that she was basically having to teach her husband how to boil rice, how to boil pasta. She also then prepped loads of dinner because she couldn't move for like weeks after.
The man didn't have to boil pasta.
No. Yeah. Jesus. She also couldn't move out of bed. She was bedbound for at least 4 to 6 weeks, right? So she prepped like lasagna, pasta sauces, all of this stuff ready in the freezer for him to just take out, defrost and cook some fresh pasta with or fresh rice with. And I'm like,
see what I mean?
What?
Because people become,
I can't live like that.
People become too dependent on other people. Too dependent. For things.
Because God forbid something worse happened to her. 100%. What are you doing with your kids? Because you've got three kids that you then have to be a dad to.
You gotta feed themselves, innit?
Yeah.
So go find some snails in the garden.
Right. That is where I draw the line. I'm not gonna be someone's mother.
No,
I'm 100%. Not doing that.
And plus, I also feel like, given you're a working woman, if you weren't working, yes, I understand why you would assume the position of head chef in the house.
Mm.
But if you are also a working person, I don't think that responsibility should always lay on you.
I agree, because sometimes we have long days. And like me and you, for example, just to go back to it because we spend a lot of time together, there'll be times where I'll finish later than you. You'll come in and bring something quick for us to eat because you know that I'm finishing at 7. Mm. I don't want to then start cooking and have to be doing chef at 7:30 on doing a fucking weekday. Like, yeah, doing up ratatouille in my kitchen. But it's like that. It's, even if you can't cook, do something. Like,
no, that's 100%.
Make something easy. Like, you can make prawns. You can make... Do you know, it's like, I'll do something simple. I don't mind that. I don't want an a la carte dinner.
There needs to be balance. There needs to be balance.
Agreed.
There needs to be balance. I think it just becomes difficult where one party is putting in all of the effort and the other party isn't doing any.
I feel like this is a lot of my situations, this is my issue, man.
Because I will always, because I'm petty as fuck, I will rise to someone's level. So whatever you're doing, I'll mirror, and I will act even worse than how you've been.
Which is crazy, because I am
a toxic trait.
Because I'm the complete opposite in the sense that I will pity you, sorry, and I will think, if I do all of this, he can't do any of this. So he's going to think I'm great. So I'm going to do a really good thing and help him out of all the things he can't do. And I'll be thinking, he doesn't do any of that for me, but I do it all for him. So that makes me a better partner. Or, do you know, isn't that weird?
But at the same time,
it's like a validation thing.
At the same time, I know I did say in the beginning that when you do everything for a man, he, you know, thinks you're a good girl and, you know, he's got a good one. At the same time, as men, we sometimes think, "Oh yeah, I've got her on lock. Like that girl's not going anywhere. I can do."
And
whatever.
I think in my head, I'm always thinking, at some point, I will come across someone who just is genuinely really nice and grateful, and will.
Good
do,
luck with that.
And it's just not happening. And I think, do I need to change my ways?
No, I think just be yourself, but just don't give.
Just don't
give too much.
I give everything to someone when I'm interested in them, and I need to stop because
you have to
because I've wasted so much time, money, effort, and look at me now. Do you know what I mean? None of them have been like, oh yeah, let me just put a ring on her finger.
No, 100%.
And it's like, at what point do you draw the line and be like, I'm just being mugged off at this point. All my friends say it to me. You lot all say it to me. Like, you need to stop doing this for people. You need to stop giving everything, stop paying for everything, stop driving everywhere.
Yep.
And I just I can't stop. It's like I'm addicted to feeling like the better person in a relationship, and I can't get my head around
it. It's what gets you taken for granted, which is why
kindness gets taken for weakness every single time.
Which is why I know a lot of people think, you know, I think I move like a broke boy for this. This is another reason why I don't like paying for women on dates. Mm. I don't want to show you that level of,
because if you like me, that will come later.
Exactly. If you like, I'm not.
You should
broke,
just like me. It shouldn't be, oh, I like him because he pays for my dinner. But it's the same way. It shouldn't be, oh, I like her because she just makes my dinner at night.
100%.
It should be that it comes as a bonus later on.
The way I see it, if you give someone the bare minimum and they like you,
true.
At that point, that's when you think, later okay, on, let think, me wow. open, let me open up and be yeah. more vulnerable, and yeah, let me really show them.
That's so true.
Jeez, actually, I tatted on me. I'm,
I like that.
That was profound.
Not Jay with the wisdom, with the wise that was words. Profound. No, it's true. I need to work on it. I need therapy.
You need therapy.
I thought this was going to be a funny episode. It's just turned into why I'm a dickhead, and now I need therapy to stop me trying to be validated by every man that I ever talk to.
This got deep, real
quick. I'm a mug.
And on that note, what are you grateful for?
On that note, I'm grateful for not currently making a man dinner every... No, I'm joking. I am grateful... What am I grateful for today, actually? I'm grateful for... Oh, I don't know. You do yours first.
I'm grateful for the fact that it's Easter weekend. Suit next weekend. Next weekend.
I love Easter. So, yeah.
Aren't you working though? It don't count.
No, I'm got my family around on Easter.
Yeah, but you're working Easter.
I'm not.
You can't celebrate if you're
I'm
working
not working Easter.
If you're working on the Friday or the Monday, no. You don't be screaming about Easter like that, yeah? Like us 9-to-5ers do.
I've got my cousin's baptism this Saturday. Her little baby that's baptism. Not,
we're talking about
and
Easter.
Then next Saturday, I've got her first birthday party.
And you're working on the Friday.
And I'm not working on that Saturday, but I'm working on the Friday. And then I'm not working, on the
Good
Sunday
Friday.
Either. Yeah, I'm working on Good Friday.
You're going to eat the meat?
I'm eating fish only. If Nana, if you're listening.
I remember.
I'm eating salmon for breakfast, prawns for lunch, and mackerel for dinner.
I remember when it was the pandemic. And I remember it was Good Friday. And I went to KFC and then my mum was asleep. And then she was sleeping in the living room. So I'm walking now. I got the big bag of KFC. I got the burger, the chips, the trimming, the sides, everything under my top. And she's like, oh, where'd you go?
Fish and chip shop, mum.
I went for a walk. I yammed it. The second I finished it, I took it to the bin at the top of the street.
Do you know what happened last year? I forgot it was Good Friday and I made a meat dinner, right, for my dad. And my dad walked in. I was so surprised because I was shitting myself. I thought, well, maybe he won't remember that it's Good Friday. He walked in and goes, what you made for Good Friday? Have you hoped you've done fish? And I went, Dad, I'm really sorry, I've made
what
meat.
What you made for Good Friday?
And then he goes, oh, great, I was fucking hoping so. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, yes, Dad. He was like, I'm eating fucking fish. And I was like, yes.
Where does that... I'm not really a religious person. Where does that stem from?
I couldn't tell
and
you.
And I understand that, like, of everything that the older generation had to die on, that's the hill.
Meat.
That is
You're going to take meat away from me on Easter weekend? No, that's
I'm getting
wild.
Jerk chicken on Good Friday.
I'm eating chicken. I don't care. I'm so sorry if anyone here is religious. One thing I will not be doing is eating prawns for breakfast on Good Friday, so I'm sorry about that. I'm going to be eating egg and bacon and sausage on Good Friday.
Eat actually, your
I'm
meat not, on Good Friday,
I'm not
people.
Because I'm working at 8 a.m, but we move.
But yeah, what are you grateful for? You still ain't told the people.
Sorry, just life clearly isn't very good at the moment. I'm grateful for the fact that the other day I had a massage and it was lovely. And wow. It's the simple things in life. Yeah, I get things. A massage like every month and...
You're rich.
Shut up.
What, when it cost the living crisis, eggs cost £9 a dozen.
No, honestly, eggs are actually insane at the moment. But yeah, I'm grateful for my crisps that I'm going to eat later that Jay got me.
And your salted vegan peanut almond.
Gluten-free vegan.
Carrots.
that are pretending to be chocolate. No, those things are like the healthiest things ever. I bet they're going to taste like cardboard.
I'll get them for you in a second.
Anyways, guys, are going to... take an early night and watch some films. Eggs. Make sure you eat loads of Easter eggs and make sure you go the next day to the shops because they're always really cheap the
and
day
make
after
sure
Easter.
You eat meat on Good Friday.
And make sure you get KFC on Good Friday.
I can't wait.
I'm
pre-ordering it.
I'm going to pre-order El Vaquero. You know that all you can eat.
Yeah, all you can eat meat. No, I'm not prawn nonsense.
Don't even give me the red button. Just keep pressing green until I can't eat anymore. Right, night, guys, or morning, guys.
Write me out of her will at the end of the Friday.
Yeah, if my nana heard this, oh my God. Yeah, anyway, night, guys, morning guys, wherever
night.
You are.
Arrivederci, bon voyage.
Bye.
Salut.
Salut.
What does that mean? Hi or bye?
I don't know, man. I think it means cheers.
Fuck off.